Seriously, God? In this time and in this place? I'm it. I'm the pastor. I'm the deacon. I'm the chaplain. The world is so ridiculous right now. The divisions getting deeper by the day. Time is slipping away. And also, when will this day just be over? I know, God, that you call me to a different way, to hear your sweet news in the midst of all of this, or despite it, or because of it. I'm not really sure some days. You call me to point to it when others are only pointing at one another in anger. You call me to hear your good news in the cacophony of blame and hatred and violence and idolatry. My faith is hanging on by a thread some days, and I can get sucked into one ditch or another more easily than I'd like to admit. How does that part of the hymn go? Prone to leave the God I love? I feel like my heart is beating that rhythm some days. Oh, but you know my comings and goings, God. You know my lack of faith and my bursts of faith. You know it all. And so here we are, together right now. Call me back to you, God. Shout if you have to. Show me how to love myself today. Show me your love and the people I am called to serve and love, because sometimes it is really hard to see. But you have not given me some to love and some to hate. You've sent me on this life of loving, and I am constantly amazed at all the ways and forms your love can take, how difficult it is sometimes, and how it washes over me with ease and grace other times. So pull me out of this chasm that keeps me from you, the chasm that begs I turn to other things for love and purpose and mercy and hope, the chasm that is filled with empty promises. Pluck me out of my own perseverating mind, spinning and spiraling and scrolling, and set me down on the solid ground of your love for me, your love for me, and for the people who seem to make it hard to love. You have the same love for them. Oh, remind me of all of it, and help me, God. Help me to follow your Son today, to rejoice in his life, to point to his teaching as a way, and to fall back into your unfailing love. May my family and friends and colleagues know your giant-hearted generosity today, and may it transform us into acts of love. But for now, just help me show up and maybe not make a mess of things. It's already such a mess. Thank you, God. I know you've got my back. Amen. Okay, dear pastor, dear deacon, dear chaplain, hang in there. You've got this because God's got this. Don't lose heart. Don't be afraid. God is with you.